Welcome to another episode of the Anime Syndicate Podcast. I'm your host, Frank, and I'm joined here with Josh.
Yo, what up?
All right, so we promised this last week, but Josh fucked off, so we did Solo Leveling instead, which was also a good show.
Yeah, it was a very good show.
But this time we're here to talk about Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, Jujutsu Kaisen. What can I say about Jujutsu Kaisen that hasn't already been said about Afghanistan? It's bombed out and depleted. I just want to rile everybody up before we start this episode. Because I don't know if I like this show. I mean, I like some of the fights are pretty good, and there's some aspects that are really cool, but anything non-related to fighting or whatever is terrible. I'm not interested. I am literally not interested in anything else except the fight. Like, I am here for the fighting and the violence, and that's basically it. And I do kind of want to see if they actually kill what's his name when he eats all the fingers.
Skuna.
Yeah, I'm curious to see if they actually do that. I feel like it's going to not happen. Like, he's not going to die. They're not going to kill him.
Well, the manga hasn't ended yet.
I know. That's what I'm saying. When it comes time to it, I just feel like they're not going
to
do it. I
think it's about to, but it hasn't ended yet.
Well, either way, I just feel like they're not going to do it. It's going to be a no-go on the murdering of the kid.
The kid? Oh.
Yeah. Well, I mean, he's a kid now, at least what I'm saying. I don't know if it shows him growing up into adulthood in the manga, but, I mean, he's technically a kid.
What? I'll plead the fifth.
Oh, my God. I mean, they did say he had to get all
20.
And so that could take a long time. I mean, shit. It's only 12 episodes in. And he's only had, I think, 3, maybe 4, mm-hmm. if I remember right. Also, this episode is called... Wait.
Ryomen Sukuna.
What, the first episode? Mm-hmm. No, I'm talking about the episode of the show of Anime Syndicate. Oh. This episode's called What a Horrible Night for a Curse, where we discuss Jujutsu Kaisen Season 1, Part 1, Volume 1, Section 1, First Session. So that's what we're going to be talking about. So I know everybody's seen the Jujutsu Kaisen. Okay. Everybody's been yelling at me and saying, Josh, it's the greatest anime you'll ever see in your life. Jujutsu Kaisen. It's the best anime. It's the only anime you need to watch, Josh. It's so great. Everybody keeps telling me that. Right. And so now I've watched it, and having watched it, I have to say, I'm not really impressed. I mean, it's some parts of it are cool, but this is not like some juggernaut, amazing anime. People, not you, Frank, specifically, but others have been telling me to watch this anime. And I've been saying, okay, I told them, because I did start watching this. I remembered I started watching this back a while ago, and I couldn't get through the third episode. I just couldn't get into it. And so... now, I don't know if my mind was skewed of knowing that I have, because we're going to do this. We're doing this whole thing because I think I need to give it a fair shake. So I don't think I even had it in my mind to even consider I don't think I even had it in my mind as to where I was even trying to get into this. I was like, no, I'm going to watch this. That's it. I'm just going to watch the whole thing. So I'm not even thinking about, oh, how long is it taking me to get into this? So, but I did see that I had gotten to almost the end of episode 3 when I stopped watching it the first time, mm-hmm. because that's where it was left off at on my, on the Crunchyroll, which, you know, I do just want to say shout out to Crunchyroll, man. Mm-hmm. I like them putting their shit on there. I like their shit. I like that when they put stuff on there, it's like, it's a good interface. I like the old Funimation, but you know, Crunchyroll is pretty good too. So anyways,
which is the reason why they switched to Crunchyroll. because everyone complained about Funimation's UI.
I never had a problem with it. The only thing I don't like about the Crunchyroll version is it does that little, like, two-thirds of the screen is the picture, and then the other third is all the episodes and shit, like when you first start watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have to fucking click through and click to expand it.
YouTube does that too.
That pisses me off. I do hate that about those, both of those. I don't like that. But anyways, that's besides the point. So I guess we'll just, we'll just get into the show. I mean, look, I wanted to preface this by saying my opinion about it up front. I wasn't that impressed. There were some things, yes, that were cool, but every fucking anime does at least two things cool in 12 episodes. It's a fact. There's at least two. No matter how much you hate an anime, you could say, man, in 12 episodes, they did at least two things that were cool, right? If you objectively look at it. So cool. I mean, they did that. But overall, not impressed. And I'm not saying that just to be an asshole, because
you're just saying that to be a troll.
No, I'm not even saying that just to be a troll. That's just my honest opinion. I mean, I'm going to continue watching it. So I could be proven wrong, but
I did for Overlord.
Right. Well, as was with the first season, and really, I didn't even like Overlord that much, but I liked it better than I thought I would. So I gave you that. But with this one, I can see now, like, I can see why I stopped watching it after three episodes, because it was just like I couldn't get into it. And now, after having watched 12 episodes, I'm like, I don't think if I was doing this on my own, I probably wouldn't continue. If I was watching this for leisure, I wouldn't even waste my time. I'd watch something else.
Hmm.
But again, that's what's great about us doing this format in the Anime Syndicate, is because it allows me to, it makes me give shit a chance. It makes me let it cook, essentially. Because this is a long form series. That's another thing I'm also not particularly used to at this juncture, is most seasons are just 12 episodes. This is taking its time. It's 24 for season one. So I'm also maybe thinking that it's not going to kick on hard until maybe a little later down the line, but they got time to cook, I guess. And normally I would have never even gave them a chance after 12 episodes. I'd have been like, yep, not watching the next 12. But it's forcing me to let them cook. And I will admit, just like I did with Overlord, I'll admit when I'm wrong, right? I'll admit when I'm wrong, when I'm totally off about an anime. Because I thought Overlord was going to be absolutely terrible. I thought I was going to hate it. And obviously, if you go back and listen to all the Bone Daddy episodes, you'll see that. I mean, I didn't, in fact, hate the entire show. There was quite a few things about it that I found enjoyable. And I want to see what's going to happen in the next season. So obviously they got me. They got me hooked, right? Now, I don't know if it's one of my like top five or top 10, but I'm invested. I'm hooked. This show right now, as of 12 episodes, doesn't have me hooked. Like, I almost could care less, but I am interested to see. And you were saying that the manga is not even finished yet, right?
I believe it's about to end, but it hasn't finished.
I am curious to see if he actually does complete the quest of getting all fucking whatever 40 finger, 20 fingers, and if they kill him for real. So I'm just curious to see if that's actually going to play out. And I will eventually get there, because they're going to turn the whole thing into obviously an anime. So much.
Huh? Holding back so much.
You're holding back so much?
Yeah.
Like, what are you holding back? Because there's more shit to tell me, but I can't know about it yet because I haven't gotten there.
Yeah, so much spoilers.
Okay, all right. Well, when do the spoilers happen? Do they happen in this season one? Am I going to see it when I watch next week, the next 12? So I got to wait. This is a long con, basically, is what's happening.
It's a
slow burn.
I want to say it's a slow burn. It's just, it's not animated yet.
Oh. Okay.
I'm just saying it's manga only right now, but yeah.
I mean, but that's a hella slow burn for me to get to the really good shit.
I don't know. No. If you want to get to the good shit, you're literally at that point.
Yeah, you're telling me like the next episode, like 13, is going to be where the one really awesome thing happens or whatever.
Yeah, one of the first ones, yeah.
And then the Shinjuku incident happens.
Shibuya.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I said Shinjuku.
That happens later. That's like the end, the second half of season two.
Oh, okay.
You still got to go through the sister school tournament thing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right, because that's what they were prepping for coming into this and whatever. I'm assuming the rest of season one
is going to be that.
Is going to be that tournament, right? I'm assuming that's what that's going to be, or something thereof related to it. I mean, the principal character's kind of all right. You know, he's pretty all right. Yeah, but again, the way I look at this,
he wasn't meant to be the main character.
He was meant to be the main character. He
wasn't meant to be the main character.
Oh, yeah, this guy, right? He was not. I read something that there was some other guy that in the original. Yeah, the original thing that this other guy was the main character.
Yeah, he's the one that's in the movie.
And then they changed it.
Yeah, I don't know. He had reasons behind it, but even now, people who are reading the manga and for me, from watching all the way through, people are saying, yeah, he should have stayed the main character. People do agree that this might be the most boring MC.
Yeah, because he's boring as shit. And I don't want to knock the voice actor, because obviously I watched it in English. I don't want to knock the English voice actor too hard. I don't know if they're playing him this way on purpose, if he's told to play him this way. Because if he is, he's doing a great job because he's boring as shit. He's bland. He's basically, it's not, this show is Naruto, but more mature. It's more violent. It's the same. It feels like that. It feels like this is Bleach. This is Naruto. Maybe there's even a little bit of One Piece mixed in there. I feel like this is the big three kind of thrown into one more mature version. Because there's little sprinkles of it here and there.
Well, this one is part of what's known as the Dark Trio, which is Jujutsu Kaisen, Hell's Paradise, and Chainsaw Man. What they're called the Dark Trio because they're still shonens,
right?
But they're pushing the envelope. That's weird.
What was that?
That was a notification off my tablet that I just bought today.
Damn, you even have anything set up?
No. Anyway,
it's like, hey, bitch, set me up.
Well, they're still shonen, which is supposed to be like that 12 to 14, 12 to like 16, 17, 18 year old
region.
But they're pushing that 18, like they're pushing it to be.
Well, I mean, shit, this anime is TVMA.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's why they're called the Dark Trio.
Oh, okay.
In the sense of the
and
manga.
So is Chainsaw Man and so is Hell's Paradise.
That's
too.
Why they're called the Dark Trio.
Okay. So they're kind of like the big three, but for an older audience, right? Is that what they're alluding to by saying that?
I'm going to say this one more time.
All right.
And if you make me repeat myself, I will smack you.
Okay.
With my dick.
All right. That'll be kind of hard, but okay.
It will be, yes.
It better be.
There's no new big three. There's no like big three. There is only the big three. There will never be a new one. There will never be one to replace them.
Well, that's what I'm saying. This is like the dark version of that.
There's no other version. They're called the Dark Trio.
Yeah.
Not the dark version of the big three. They're Dark Trio.
Why does everything got to be in threes?
It was just these three that happened to do it.
Yeah, but
there's also the Swordsman Trio.
Again, everything's in threes. Is that on purpose?
Maybe three is a lucky number in Japan. Who knows?
That's interesting.
But there's the big three. And I'm just tired because everyone's saying, oh, Jujutsu Kaisen and Demon Slayer, My Hero, they're the new big three. I'm like, no, there's no new big three. No one's done what these three did.
Right. And I will say until they've gotten to the point where they've reached 1,000 fucking episodes or been around for 10 fucking years. Yeah, then maybe an argument could be made.
Literally, all three of them have either caused some kind of mass fucking blackout or some kind of shutdown. Bleach did it to Crunchyroll when they came back.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, not Crunchyroll to, was it Hulu?
Yeah, it was on Hulu.
Fucking One Piece did it to Crunchyroll when they finally revealed Gear 5 in anime.
Yeah.
Naruto shut down all fucking manga sites when it was having its final issues. It literally overloaded everybody. All those fucking pirated sites couldn't handle the mass traffic. Only that, the reason they're called the Big Three is because all three of them came out around the same time. Were fucking selling like gangbusters and were either rivaling or even beating Dragon Ball Z. Now, these new gens, the don't have that benchmark. The closest they have is One Piece.
In relation to them being
the benchmark, as in the big three had with Dragon Ball Z.
Oh, well, really, the big three is the benchmark.
They're not around.
Yeah, but I'm saying what they did is the benchmark. That's like the standard.
But they don't have that mark.
Of what?
What's the benchmark for them to be? Dude, they're even with the big three. They were rivaling Dragon Ball Z.
Right.
So what's this new gen going to be rivaling?
The big three.
They're all done. Except for One Piece.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not talking about the current. I'm not talking about what's out. I'm just saying. And Bleach is still going on.
No, in anime. But yeah. The manga ended a long time ago.
That's what I'm talking about. We're talking about anime.
No, we're talking about the big three, which is manga. Yeah.
Well, what aren't they that same thing in anime?
Yeah, they're still called the big three, yes, but the reason they got the name was because of what they were doing as a manga.
Oh, maybe that's why I haven't understood what you're saying, because I thought we were talking about anime. I thought we were talking about them as an anime this whole time, as the big three.
Even as an anime, you can still make the same argument, but there's no benchmark for them to go against. Like I said, you can make the argument for One Piece, but One Piece ain't Dragon Ball Z.
That's what I'm saying. So then what was the argument to call what was the benchmark for the big three then?
Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, so now they've overtaken the benchmark and they've become the new benchmark. So now the new benchmark is the big three.
The benchmark was that they were rivaling or surpassing manga sales against Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, so now to apply
the metric. But there's no manga sales for Bleach or Naruto.
That's what I'm saying is you can just compare it to the past sales. No. You don't have to compare it to the current sales.
When Dragon Ball Z was at its height, these three were able to compete with Dragon Ball Z, if not surpass it. Well, new issues every week. Mm-hmm. A new issue of Dragon Ball Z came out. A new issue of Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece came out. And them two were able to either rival or surpass the sales for Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, but Dragon Ball Z had been around longer, right?
This is at its peak. This is like the
Boo saga. So it's been like around, though. Like, yes. It's been around for longer than those three.
Yes, obviously at that point.
Right.
My thing is, with these new Gen 3.
Okay, so I see what you're saying. There is no one to say, oh, what are you going to compare it to? Because there's nothing around that's big.
That's that big. The argument could be made for One Piece, but One Piece isn't the juggernaut that Dragon Ball Z was.
It's a shell of itself, really, at this point, I feel like.
Compared to Dragon Ball Z at the time is what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah.
In comparison. So you can't, there's no benchmark for the top seller. And everyone's always saying, oh, Jujutsu Kaisen's outselling what Naruto would have been doing back
then. What do you mean would have been? It's different. You can't, if it's not going on at the same time, then I guess it's hard to compare.
That's what I'm saying. There's no way for you to call some the new Gen 3 when they don't have that same hurdle to have to overcome.
Right. I mean, they are competing against each other, though.
So is Naruto, Bleach, and One Piece.
That's what I'm saying. They're still competing against each other.
But that was the point. They were all three having the same amount of numbers.
Right.
They weren't obviously a one-to-one equal.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Naruto outsold them for the most part. We'll follow by One Piece and Bleach. But the big benchmark is that they were doing it against Dragon Ball Z.
Right, okay.
On top of that, these three came out around the same time. And were able to outsell equal Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah.
And themselves still staying within that frame of numbers. Nobody since then has been able to keep those numbers consistent and beat the benchmark.
Of the time.
Yeah. Yes.
Because there is no benchmark of the time right now.
Yeah. You could have said, yeah. If the big three were still going on, I would say, yeah, that would be their benchmark.
Yeah.
But it's only One Piece. And again, no shade to One Piece, but you're not Dragon Ball Z.
Right. Nor are they the popularity of Dragon Ball Z at its height right now. They're not even close.
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, if Oda died right now, I don't think gangsters around the world are going to do a ceasefire to properly mourn his death.
Yeah, true.
Which happened with Akira Toriyama.
Yeah.
I mean, Dragon Ball Z was a phenomenon that I don't think will ever be repeated. And the big three were able to chip away at that.
Right.
That's why.
So now we're just comparing. Now it's an apples to oranges comparison. Like, we'll never be able to compare the
That's why again. There will never be a new big three. There's this guy called Tracy. He made a good point. There will never be the new big three, but hey, there could be the new gen three. You can call yourself something different, but you're not going to be the big three.
Yeah. Well, like you said, it's the dark trio, then, you know.
Yeah. Well, honestly, out of the dark trio, the only one that can be considered something like that would be Jujutsu Kaisen. I like Hell's Paradise and I love fucking Chainsaw Man, but Jujutsu Kaisen was better than them.
Is Demon Slayer in that thing somewhere? Is it in part of something?
No.
Because Demon Slayer is fucking extremely popular.
Yeah. Them, My Hero Academia, which it's about to end as well, too.
We're talking about manga, right?
Just in general. Yeah, the manga, obviously.
I'm just curious. Because I just want to see what the actual, like, best-selling... Fuck.
What?
All right, so the best-selling... Man, what is this fucking buy? Average sales per volume. That's what I want to know. What's the highest? All right, so technically Demon Slayer...
Yeah, it's the highest selling.
Right, is the highest selling average sales per volume of all time. Of all time. And it's only... fucking been going 4 years.
But see, that's also...
only went 4 years.
That's also a tricky thing to say.
Uh-huh.
Because with Dragon Ball Z, its popularity outstripped the manga.
Right. It lived on in an anime.
In fucking a false anime with the one that shall now be named. And then the movies, the fucking... everything. But with Demon Slayer, I feel that that's more of a... because you gotta understand, the big problem we're having with these next Gen 3, whatever, is that it's a lot of these, for lack of a better term, COVID weebs.
So by COVID weeb, you mean like somebody who got into anime and Japanese culture because
they had nothing else to do during COVID.
Yeah. And so now they're inserting their, oh, I'm an expert now. Let me put my nose up at things.
Yes.
And have opinions on things.
Yes.
When they weren't down in the dirt like we were. Buying shit off fucking Robert's Anime Corner Store and seedy fucking back alleys on bootleg DVDs and fucking reprinted on fuck. There were some mangas that we purchased that were drawn on lined paper that were recreated by someone just who could draw well. All right. That's how bad we wanted to read shit. But anyways, sorry.
Yeah, no, I'm just saying. It's just that's why I was saying I take offense when you say the new big three. There's no new big three. There's the big three, and then there's what comes next.
I guess that's fair to say.
I'm not saying that they will never be beaten in the sense of...
well, they've already been beaten. There's no fucking... there's no question about it. I mean, other things have beaten them, so it's not... I mean, by every metric, they've been beaten.
As in what?
Well, approximate total sales. I mean, One Piece is the number one. But Golgo 13 is number two. Case Closed, Detective Conan is number three. Yeah, Dragon Ball is number four.
Detective Case Conan has been going on for like 50 years.
Yeah, 94 to present. All right. Fucking One Piece, 97 to present. Of the ones that are done, yes, Dragon Ball, from its 10-year run or 11-year run, it sold 260 million copies approximately.
Right. But again, that's only mangas.
Naruto, 15-year run, sold less than that.
Yeah, obviously.
And it had almost double the number of collected volumes. So there you go, too. That's just another factor. It's overall. Now, sales per volume or average sales per volume, that's where...
but you also got
Demon Slayer's number one.
That's what I was trying to get to
there. Yeah.
When it comes to like the big three, you also got to understand, though, there's a huge discrepancy there. Because... the majority of the world wasn't buying those mangas.
It was just people in Japan.
Yeah, and I'm an asshole in this too because RIP Manga Panda, but that's where I was reading.
That's true. So there's a lot of sales that were not accounted for because people that like us who couldn't. Now listen, ours wasn't because we were directly trying to be assholes. It was because you just couldn't get it. Like you couldn't buy these. Like it was damn near impossible. Like,
obviously. If a manga came out in Japan, it's going to be a couple months before it came out here in America.
Oh,
because
easily.
By the time Viz Media and everything was able to get the publication and all that shit done, it wasn't keeping up with the Japanese releases.
Yeah, it was so very far behind.
So, like, literally, it would be released on Friday night, and then a little bit within, even before midnight, the somebody who had translated it and released it on Manga Panda or World, Manga yeah. Fox or all the other ones.
It was like a fan translation, right?
Yes. And so there's a lot of those sales for the big three that are just out in the ether because they never happened because
that's true.
People were pirating it. And yes, that sucks, but
I will say this. I've read Naruto the mangas. I've read Bleach mangas. I've read a little bit of One Piece mangas. I've never purchased a single one of those. But you know what? I have like all the Dragon Ball and probably almost all the Dragon Ball Z ones.
That's what I'm saying. With Dragon Ball Z is going to have that because the nostalgia factor outweighs so fucking much.
That's true.
Naruto's probably one of my favorite, most beloved animes ever. And I only own Ninja Handbooks. I don't own any of the fucking mangas.
True.
And those are just books that are like just like little fun gimmicks into the world of Naruto. As I just found out that there's the Kakashi Guidance, which was something else, the Itachi one. There's a fucking Anbu book. And like I'm like, holy shit, now that I have this tablet, I bought my subscription to a manga site, so now I'm going to fucking start reading those. But my thing is saying, like, with Dragon Ball Z, its sales are being carried by the nostalgia factor and the fucking impact that Dragon Ball Z had.
Yeah.
The big three is the golden era of piracy.
That is true.
So you can't, there's a lot of sales that aren't being counted.
That is true.
With this new gen, it's all the fucking COVID weebs and all the fucking, oh, I'm going to be retro and buy, actually own books. I actually own the fucking mangas.
Yeah, that's true.
So with this new gen. So there's a lot of discrepancies there for those numbers that people have to take into consideration.
That's a very valid point that I never thought about that, but that's a very valid point.
So that's why I say when you look at those numbers, take it with a grain of salt. Look at it to where it's popular. Anime Riverside.
Mm-hmm.
If whoever went there, if you went there, you probably wouldn't recognize most of the cosplays that were there.
Mm-hmm.
And
then it starts going on the fucking tablet.
Yeah.
That's
because they're Samsung, so they automatically connected when I connected them to the Wi-Fi.
That's weird. Why was there like a delay though?
Because that one's connected by internet. That one isn't.
Oh.
So that one's connected to Atomic Clock. This one's just off its timer.
Oh, okay.
But there's one thing you will... There's three things you will always find at anime convention. When it comes to cosplays.
Mm-hmm.
Really bad. Or not, sorry, not bad. Really weird gender bends.
Yeah.
Dragon Ball Z.
True.
And some form of the big three.
Yeah.
Now, last convention I went to, I didn't see any Attack on Titan fucking cosplays.
Right.
Except as Titans, because it's not because, oh, I'm repping my anime. It's, motherfucker, I worked 3 years for these muscles. I finally have a cosplay where I can show them off.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Or, hey, I can make a fucking intricate suit to make me look bigger and tighter like a Titan.
Yeah.
But you're not, I didn't see any scout troops. If I did, it'd be like one out of 1,000.
Yeah.
But I saw, like, you can see, like, the last one I went to was in, I saw the stream. I think it was the one in UC Irvine.
Oh, yeah.
I saw, like, 12 Narutos. I saw 100 Gokus.
Yeah. Goku's pretty popular at a lot of those I've seen.
So you also see a bunch of the supers. Like, fucking this guy had this really badass fucking, like, it was meant to look like Pepper Mache.
Oh, yeah.
But it was a Beerus.
Oh, nice.
And, saw Whis. I saw some guy had his kid as Zeno.
Oh, that's cool.
Cute. You saw a lot of those. And don't get me wrong, the majority of them are, for lack of a better term, and I do not mean as an insult, but they were made with a lot of heart.
Yeah.
They weren't.
There was a lot of love put into it.
But it wasn't like just Kanagiri shit.
Yeah,
it wasn't
professional
cosplayer
shit. Right, yeah, because who the fuck has time or money for that?
So that's the one thing. Like, the ones that you see that are made out of love and passion are usually the big three or Goku or people who really like their obscure animes too. But the majority you're going to see is the flavor of the month. like when Attack on Titan first came out, it was fucking everywhere. Everybody was wearing the scout uniforms. Yeah. Everybody was doing with Jujutsu Kaisen. Now everyone's doing those, especially the fucking memes. Fucking the Memi, I forgot her name, but the fucking child pedophile. No, it's bad. It's, you're gonna get to it. It's fucking bad. No one is defending it. That's how bad it was.
How bad it is. Yeah. Damn.
She has this little walk she does where she's like, "Oh, I'm gonna do my sexy, like I'm in charge, I'm a boss bitch walk," where her upper torso is like over here and her hips are over here, like she's fucking like
sideways.
Going.
Yeah.
So everyone's doing it. And here, I gotta show you this one. It's called the, you seen Boondocks, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you remember a pimp named Slickback?
Yeah.
So somebody made a song out of that. Goes, "I'm a pimp named Slickback, a pimp," and there's a dance to it now.
Okay.
And people were doing it as JJK characters. Let's see if I can show you, because it's a really cool dance, or I don't want to call it dance. It's like a movement.
A movement.
I wanna move it. Oh, that just made me feel old.
A pimp named Slickback. Cat Williams.
Oops. Yeah, it's all over TikTok, but
that's funny because I'm all over TikTok and I haven't seen that at all. All right, they're dancing in a circle.
4 out of 10, bad.
Crash. Oh, is that the thing where you're like, it looks like you're... That's terrible.
But there's this guy that does it really fucking well. Can't...
Is that one that makes it look like you're walking sideways or whatever, right?
I think it's a different one. That's the way people do it. So yeah. So because of TikToks like this, JJK has a bigger popularity of cosplayers.
Yeah.
Where social media was strong back when we were younger and Naruto and the big three were around, but not to the massive juggernaut that it is right now. Yeah. So that also has an influence on said numbers.
Maybe.
That's just my whole theory about the whole big three versus, because when people say, "Oh yeah, I agree, Demon Slayer has more sales," but how many of those people are actually reading those and just putting them on their books? I read every fucking issue of Naruto. Like, as a matter of fact, I finally fucking decided to fucking read Boruto. I hate that little shit, and I'm glad that this manga has confirmed it that I hate this little shit. So we'll see later on, but every manga I own, I've read, or at least I own before the flood.
Yeah.
I never owned a Dragon Ball Z manga. I never read a Dragon Ball Z manga, but that was because that was my one of my first animes I ever saw.
Right.
Naruto was the first manga I ever read, if I remember correctly. But from there, it shot on to Bleach, Kyoto Hitman Reborn, Toriko. I can't remember the rest of them, but I read a lot of mangas.
Yeah.
And, but to me, I feel like when it comes to the new gen, that it's all artificial. Like, kind of like, like views versus subscriptions.
So you're saying it's not that good.
I'm not saying it's not that good. I'm just saying that the fan base is fickle.
Okay. They'll check out what the flavor of the month is.
Jujutsu Kaisen is huge. Let's just say right now, Jujutsu Kaisen is huge.
It's the flavor of the month.
But Kaiju number 8 just dropped and people are like, you know, I'm not saying that's the actual way, but Kaiju number 8 is working on this right now. What's popular right now? Slime is popular right now. It came back, so people are watching that in droves. So luckily for them, they're offsetting each other. Because right now, Jujutsu Kaisen is over, or the season.
Yeah, the series so far.
The season is over.
Okay.
So right now, it's not going against Slime. It's not going against Kaiju number 8. It's not going against these other ones that came out recently.
Yeah.
But like, especially if you go on Crunchyroll, next, in a couple months, you'll see that it's just, it's gonna be a new set of anime that's gonna be popular right next in a couple months. But Crunchyroll, when the big three was, when Naruto and all of them still around,
yeah,
those shit was on there regardless of the time.
That's a good point.
Anyway, I think we fucking went off a tangent here.
I mean, we did. We went on like a 30-minute tangent about this, but it's cool because, I mean, listen, we still fucking talked about Jujutsu Kaisen a little bit, but I guess we should just get into Jujutsu Kaisen now. All right, so yeah, 12 episodes. I lost it. I had the thing up, and now I fucking lost it.
You fucking failure.
There it is. All right, so episode number one, Ryomen Sukuna. And you got this little, you got old boy Yuji, or Itadori is what they call him, because that's his fucking last name. High school kid, they're kind of like dicking around in the occult club, right? And so the whole episode, like, is this first episode kind of starts off funny because he's in the occult club, but he's not actually a member, and they're gonna like shut them down. And then the coach of the fucking track team says, "Fine, you can challenge or whatever." And so,
fucking basketball special, the fucking shot football.
Yeah, and he beats the fucking coach like nobody's business.
Who in this series holds the world Olympic record for shock putting?
Yeah,
Fucking homeboy just fucking fastballs that shit.
Yeah, he just throws it like a fastball. And so basically, he gets to his grandfather's. We come to find out that his grandfather's dying. Basically,
he's in hospice.
Or yeah, he's gonna die. And just before he dies, he tells him, "Hey, why don't you, like, you're powerful, like you're strong. You should help as many people out as you can, right?" Mm. And what's a funny thing that he does say is about how later that was not a good advice, that was a curse that he gave him. He gave him a curse to help other people, tell him to help other people. But anyways, Megumi.
Megumi
shows up, and Megumi is tasked with finding a cursed object, which is one of the fingers of Ryomen Sukuna. And he's from the Tokyo Metropolitan Magic Technical College. Jesus Christ.
So I'll give that to the Smuck Squad because they're doing the JJK Abridged. Uh-huh. They just call it Jujutsu Tech.
All
right. Isn't that what the English version also calls it?
I don't know if they called it that, but I feel like they called it like the Super Magic Special High School or some shit like that. Mm. I think it was like Special Something Magic High School.
Oh, sorry. He called it Jujutsu Tech. Well, in their version, Sato called it that. Megumi called it Taekwondo Tech.
So then, basically, this finger belongs to a very powerful monster, supernatural monster known as, like you said, a curse.
A curse.
And so Megumi...
I think they're doing the same thing. I can't remember the other anime did this too, but... They're supposed to represent humanity's fears or shit. Like that volcano dude's supposed to represent people's fear of volcanoes.
Right, or fire.
Yeah. I don't know what Suka's supposed to represent because his powers are dismembering shit.
I don't know. That's still fucking crazy.
I was going to say, it was Chainsaw Man.
Yeah.
With the demons. The demons represent human fears.
Right, I think they did, yeah. Because one of them was a gun.
Yeah. There was the bat demon.
Bat demon, yeah.
And then powers like the blood demon.
Right.
So... I think GGK was doing the same thing with the curses in a way.
Yeah, in like a roundabout way.
Yeah.
So then basically he finds out that some of Yuji's friends are the ones that actually have the fucking finger.
Well, he gave it to them because they were going to open it.
Yeah. And so they start getting attacked by all these, by curses and shit. And the curses are super powerful when they have... this finger.
Yeah, it amplifies their powers.
Yeah, like amplifies them because he's like so fucking bad or whatever. So basically, Yuji follows, or he hears his grandpa's last words in his head again of like, hey, you should really help, use your powers to help people and do good. So he joins
Megumi
in fighting.
Yeah, he breaks through the barrier.
Yeah. And then
fucking again, motherfucker hops from the ground floor to the third floor of the school.
Yeah, basically. And then basically he's trying to save everybody. So he just fucking eats the finger.
Well, I mean, he held his own against.
Oh yeah. The, oh yeah.
But eventually he got overwhelmed. Both of them did.
Yeah.
And yeah, he was forced to eat the finger. With no ketchup or anything, just
nothing. Just fucking raw dog hatch, that shit. Man, that was disgusting. It's a decrepit old million-year-old finger.
Oh man, shout out to that one dude. What's his name? Chef PK. He actually made like edible fingers of Sukuna and like handed it out to like JJK cosplayers at whatever con he was at.
Oh, that's cool. So then basically he eats the finger. And then he gets possessed by Sukuna because that's like what happens when you eat the fingers. But he suppresses it.
Easily,
handily, if you will, suppresses it. And so
almost as if he was made for that.
Yeah, basically. And so then Megumi's not having it. And Megumi's like, no, bitch, you're a curse. I'm going to kill your ass to death with you. So then.
Like he could, though.
Yeah. So then we get an episode number two, For Myself, is what it's called. And that's when Megumi's teacher, Satoru Gojo, otherwise known here henceforth as Gojo.
Or
Kakashi Jr., if you will, shows up. And he says, bitch, I'm the strongest sorcerer that's ever walked the face of this fucking planet. And I ain't afraid of this little bitch with, oh, it's only one fucking finger of this guy. I could take this guy with all 20. One, that's nothing. So,
I mean, he was right.
I mean, yeah, he is right. And so he does. He easily whoops his ass. And then Megumi wants Gojo to spare Yuji. He doesn't want him to kill him.
To save his life.
Yeah. And so Gojo tells him, like, listen, man, the Jujutsu elders want him executed, but I was able to, like, I wasn't able to get him off, but I just got him to, like, suspend his death, to put it off, you know, right? So just, we'll put it off. And since, like, you know, he's already eaten one of the fingers like an asshole, and clearly he's not dead. And he can suppress this shit, it seems as though. Why don't we just have him try to eat the rest of them and see what happens? We're going to kill this guy anyways. So he basically gives him a choice.
It's the only way to get rid of the fingers.
Right, is to kill them while they're inside someone else. Mm-hmm. That's the only way you could truly defeat
Sukuna.
So he makes a deal, or he tells him, he's like, listen, kid, here's the deal. You can either just die... Or, which we'll do right now, I'll just chop your head off, clean and done. Or, option number two, we will let you live as long as it takes to eat the 20 fingers. And then once you've eaten all 20 of them,
they will
kill you. And he's just kind of like, well, fuck, I guess if I'm going to die anyways. And then he's just thinking about, well, he does realize that this thing that his grandpa told him is now actually a curse in and of itself, because he would have just been like, fuck it, just kill me and then be done with it. Now he has to suffer through life collecting and eating all these nasty ass fucking fingers with no ketchup, no mayonnaise, no relish, no mustard, no sauce condiments, no raisin cane sauce, no fucking, I don't know, Big Mac sauce, nothing.
Get on with it.
What?
I said, get on with it. Stop naming condiments.
Condiments are delicious, all right?
Tabasco.
No barbecue sauce. No Melinda's truffle hot sauce. God, just imagine how good those fingers would taste if they had a Melinda. Man, we should do commercials for them. Anyways.
Hashtag not sponsored.
Yeah, hashtag not sponsored, but fuck, we want to be. I'd take fucking free hot sauce from them forever. But either way, he says, we got 19 more fingers to go, motherfucker. So what do you say? So Yuji says, you know what? If my life is going to end, I might as well use it to save others by defeating this dude. So then what does he do? He eats another finger. So now he's gotten two. So that's when Gojo is bringing him on to Tokyo to go to the technical magical Metropolitan Tokyo Metropolitan Magic Technical College. We're just going to call it Tokyo Tech. All right.
That's what you call it. The Jutsu High or Jutsu Tech.
All right. We're just going to call it JJ Tech. All right. That's what we're going to call it. This is the DeVry of. It's the DeVry of fucking.
There are actually high schools out there that are called Tech.
Yeah, I know. But this one says Technical College, like on here, on this thing. That's what it says. It's actually called. I don't, and maybe in the Japanese version, that must be what they exactly definitely call it, but maybe college means high school. Well, shit, they are smarter than us, so that probably explains a lot right there, actually. Mm-hmm. But anyways, so.
Not smart enough to win a world war.
That's true, or not smart enough to not get nuked twice. Anyways, sorry. Again, this is why we have anime, so you're welcome. Anyways, so Gojo takes him to Tokyo to Jujutsu Tech, or Jujutsu High, saying he's going to train this motherfucker to basically fight alongside these guys and help them capture all the fingers so they can finally kill this motherfucker, Sukuna. So then we get into episode number three, which is Girl of Steel. And it's Yuji, Megumi, and Gojo. They go ahead and pick up the third and last first-year student, Nobara Kugisaki.
Yeah, Kugisaki, I think, is how they go for her.
Yeah. Gojo takes him to some abandoned building that's got some curses in it, and he's trying to field test this chick out.
It's funny, like in the abridged version.
Yeah.
When they get here, he's like, they're like, oh my God, this place is so decapitated. It's horrible. Oh my God, it's so disgusting. And then you just hear like Yuji's like on his breath, I used to sell crack here.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man, I used to sell crack here all the time. So then basically Kugisaki finds this fucking
mannequin thing.
Yeah, it's like a little mannequin thing that's like a it's like a little boy hostage or whatever.
Well, she killed the mannequin first.
Yeah, she killed that first, and then it found
It found this like Muppet looking thing, like
yeah,
animal.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So basically she ends up surrendering to this shit because she's like, ah, fuck.
And then fucking homeboy fucking usually just punches through concrete like it's fucking paper. Like it's
paper mache and just fucks this thing up 16 different fucking ways. This thing was 15 different kinds of fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
As only it could be.
Well, you made me sad.
Well, now we have to continue the joke. So that's, you know, I mean, now we get to continue it because they won't. They haven't.
Oh, it was funny. Jeff and Gavin now, they bought the rights to the Let's Play.
Oh, yeah?
So now they own the Let's Play channel again.
Hmm.
Surprised they didn't go for Achievement Hunter, but eh.
That would have been probably a better name, but...
Well, I mean, Let's Play is the fucking whole genre.
I guess that's true. Anyway, so basically, she has this. They have this flashback sequence, and it's showing that she has this older friend who moved to the country but got fucking shut out by the locals or ostracized. Because she was a city girl living a country life. And we ain't got time for you city folk around here.
Yeah, she was just a city girl.
Living in a lonely world. And, you know, it's funny because he was just a city boy. Born and raised in South Shinjuku, Detroit. And they both took the midnight train going anywhere.
Well, what's the name of that place in Big Hero 6? San Francisco or something?
San Francisco? Oh, yeah, because it's like San Francisco, Tokyo.
Yeah.
So then basically, it convinced her to move away from her own town and go to Tokyo. And then, oh, yeah, this is when it's, and this is where, like, it's like a time jump. That was the thing I was confused about in some of these episodes, was I felt like there was, like, a time jump. Because I was like, dude, this is like a month fucking later. When they went, because that same episode they got sent to that jail, that cursed womb that was set at the at that kid's detention center.
Yeah.
And man, I like how it's a juvenile detention center, but everyone looks like they're 35 and have done hard fucking time.
Mm-hmm.
They all look like hardened criminals. And he's like, the guy's like, yeah, I'm 16. And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Well, look, he even says they're here. It's just too high.
Yeah. It's funny. But anyways, so then that's when we get into episode number four, The Cursed Womb Must Die. And so Yuji, Megumi, and why do they keep calling her Nobara? I feel like they just call her Kugasaki or Kugi, don't they? Just call her Kugi.
I think in the English version they call her Kuribara, but I think in Japanese version they call her Nobara.
All right. So anyways, they go to investigate this cursed womb in the detention center, and the Ijichi, the assistant director of Jujutsu High, puts this veil over, and he's kind of like, I know he's like the assistant director, but he almost just seems like head bitch or head secretary at this point.
Kind of, yeah.
And he's like their secret service, but also like kind of their bitch at the same time. Like, it's really weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so.
Well, have you learned about the rankings yet?
I think so. I don't remember that directly, but.
So the way the ranks work, there's. Because they rank each class of curse.
Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, okay.
It goes from like the E all the way to A.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's special grade. Those are the.
Right. That's like Sukuna.
Yeah.
Fucking.
That volcano dude.
Yeah, the volcano dude.
Yeah, all those bad guys.
That one thing that they fought in here in this thing was special grade, right?
No, this was A grade.
Oh, okay.
So, as a sorcerer, the level of curse you're able to defeat is supposed to be your grade as well, but it's all political.
Mm.
How you get promoted and stuff.
Right.
So him being like a bitch or whatever is because he doesn't have connections. Or he does, but isn't strong enough.
Yeah.
So you find this out later, but it's not a big spoiler. But in order for you to become an A grade, you have to be recommended by someone who isn't your companion or teacher.
Okay.
And why would somebody go out of their way to recommend you?
Yeah, that's true.
So that's why it's almost impossible to become an A grade. But when you're someone like Gojo, who comes from a rich fucking family, but also is the most powerful thing to walk this earth since God himself.
True.
Rankings don't fucking matter.
That is true.
So there is a hierarchy system that's fucking bullshit in Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah. Agreed. Because that is kind of bullshit. So basically they go to the prison and they just basically see, oh shit, this is just all the inmates have been fucking murdered, and they're just kind of like, well, fuck these guys. They're pieces of shit anyways. And so then
that's when Yuji had like, no, there's still people.
Yeah, there's still people, bitch. So this was okay. So this thing was a special grade curse.
See this guy with the gray beard in here? He's only 13 years old. He could have turned his life around.
Yeah, he could have turned his life around. So this thing was a special grade because it popped up as special grade and they didn't think it was going to be. It was supposed to be like low, but it turned out to be special grade. Because I remember this one in the pool. Or not the pool, but like that fucking.
I think it was special grade because it had Sukuna's finger in them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what it was. And so then basically they're fucked. Like they're all going to die. So Yuji's like, hey, listen, Megumi, you take fucking. What's her name?
Look, I'll stay here. You go get Nobara. Goes, I was a slow hit. Where'd you go?
Yeah.
He's like,
yeah.
He was gone.
It's immediately gone. He's like, didn't the guy tell me twice, bitch? So then he goes and does that. He's just distracting it. Yuji gets his fucking left hand straight cut off.
Yeah, when he tried to draw out that sword.
Yeah, and it just.
Oh, sorry, that knife.
That knife, and it just.
He's like, oh, yeah, motherfucker. Uh-oh.
He's like, son of a bitch. So then. He's like, I can't beat this dude. So I need to let Sukuna out. So he's like, hey, bitch, you want to fucking come about? You want to get some shit done? So he unleashes Sukuna. Sukuna's like, you know, the second you let me out, I'm going to kill that fucking buddy of yours and that girl. And he's like, no, you're not going to. He's like, blah, blah, blah. You're going to fucking stick to this. You're going to kill this thing. So then immediately when he switches, he's like. All right, now where's those little bastards at?
And then he tries to get the demon to help him too.
He's like, come on, demon. And the demon pisses him off. That's the only reason he fucking kills the demon, is because it pisses him off. And so.
And plus, he wanted his finger back.
That's true. So he easily kills it, and he regenerates old Yuji's hand for him too. And then he gets this finger back, fucking eats it, and then. He's waiting for Yuji to take control back.
And he realized that he isn't.
He realized that he's not. And he's like, oh, yeah, buddy.
And then that's where he confronts Megumi.
Yeah. So then that's when it happens in the second episode, or the fifth episode. I mean, Curse Womb Must Die 2.
Electric Boogaloo,
where Sukuna does confront Megumi, and he basically rips Yuji's heart out.
Which was the size of his entire chest cavity.
Yeah, like, it was just
a huge-ass heart.
9-pound fucking heart. Yeah. Jesus Christ, no wonder he's so fast and he can jump over buildings. His heart's like the size of 4 normal mortal men's hearts.
No, just 4 mortal men.
That's true. So then he rips his fucking heart out.
And like, what you gotta admit is like a fucking 10,000 IQ moment.
Yeah, it really is, because then he's like, cool, if we switch back, Yuji will, if he switches back, he's just gonna die and I'll still control the body.
What's his name? In the abridged series, the way he actually said it was pretty funny. He was like, you know what I don't need? He pulls out the heart. I don't need this, but Yuji does. He goes, so, sucks to be him.
It's pretty funny.
Sucks to suck, baby. So then, that's when we get into... They fight.
Quotation marks.
And Sukuna beats him, but he's like interested in the potential that Megumi has.
Yeah.
So Megumi explains that basically he wants to save others, and this came from him seeing his sister fall into a coma, who got attacked by a cursed spirit. And no, he says he doesn't regret saving Yuji. And then that's when Yuji regains control and basically says goodbye. Bye. I'm dying. I'm dead. Like fucking as he dies. And then that's when they take. They take him back or whatever. And it's got the upperclassmen, the second year classmen, Zenin, Inumaki, and the panda. And fucking panda. I will say this. The most compelling character thus far in this show is the fucking panda. I want to know more about this fucking panda.
You won't have to wait long.
I want to know, why is he a fucking panda? Is he a curse? Where did he come from? Pandas are from China. This is in Japan. How did that happen? Is this a real panda? Is he cursed to just look like a panda?
Like I said, you're not going to have to wait much longer.
I want to know. So... Anyways,
I think you're like 5 episodes away.
All right. So they basically show up and listen, fucking Yuji is dead. He's in the fucking side at the school. The other two are sad as fuck outside. And you got this fucking panda and the dumb fuck who can't speak. He can only say recipe fucking words. Am I watching an abridged series right now? Because that sounds like something an abridged series would do.
It's funny, in the actual abridged series, he doesn't even say words. He's just... and then when he actually speaks, he only speaks in memes.
Oh, that's funny.
He's like... So like when they're fighting the way, he goes, it's time to stop.
So then they show up and they say, hey, guys... We need help with this new school event, this intercross school event. And since everybody else is gone or dead, you guys are helping. And so
that's the thing. They mentioned him. Because remember they say there's one third year that's missing.
Right. Yeah.
Because he's off doing shit. That's the guy that's supposed to be was originally meant to be the main character.
Oh, okay.
But like I said, you'll meet him in the movie.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So then they tell him like about this fucking event or whatever. And they're just like, bitch, we're sad. Like, just let us be sad for a minute. And so then that's when we see the three cursed spirits, which is the fucking volcano guy. And then I don't remember what their names are.
Neither do I.
They go meet with Suguru Gedo. Well,
no, I know one of them, Makito. And Makito, fucking hate that guy so fucking much. But... he's meant to be that way. So good job on the actors for being able to pull that out.
Yeah. So then this guy Ghetto, he's meeting with them at this fucking restaurant and the fire guy basically ignites
the entire restaurant
on his own. And it's just it was just to demonstrate the power of these curses. Right.
I was going to eat here, but whatever. Fine. Yeah, fuck you.
Fuck you guys. And so he was going to this ghetto fellow was going. He's a curse user. and he was going to, he wants to trap Gojo and kill him and get Sukuna on their side for their ultimate plans of like taking over the fucking Jujutsu world or whatever the fuck they want to do.
If I remember correctly, they want to kill all humans.
Yeah, pretty much. I think that's what he says. So then basically Yuji's goes back to Yuji. He's getting examined by the doc.
With the big giant hole in his chest.
Yeah, with a giant gaping chest cavity. And he opens up and he comes into waking up in Sukuna's like
domain
eminence or whatever.
His domain expansion.
Yeah, domain expansion, yeah. So let me get into episode 6, After Rain. And so Megumi and the chick, Nobara, are training with the second years to get ready for this like tournament, right? And so they said it's going to take place in a month. And they're just training and getting ready. And like, I remember the one chick she's just wearing the regular school uniform. And she's like complaining about like, I didn't get a chance to buy any cute workout clothes. Let me go to the store real quick. And it was just kind of funny.
And then the second she gets her new clothes. Nope.
Yeah. Nope. So then, that's when it goes back to Yuji inside of Sukuna's
domain.
And he's telling him basically he wants to make a deal. And he's like, we make this deal. I'll give you your heart back. I'll regenerate your heart so you can live. And then
whenever I take over your body,
for 1 minute.
And then I can extend it for a minute.
Yeah, if I say this code word.
Yeah. And then another one that we didn't get to hear with the other.
Well, yeah, and then the other thing was that he would forget about this.
Yeah, that's what it was, yeah.
Like, he would forget about the conversation, and he wouldn't know that he's made this deal.
Yeah.
And so he said, but also he said, I won't hurt anybody. It's part of the deal. I won't hurt anybody when I'm you.
That was a fucking lie.
Like, when I do that as you or whatever,
yeah, basically. Yeah.
So says, okay. He's like, fine, fucking deal. Or no, he doesn't want to do it, and then they fight. And he's like, fine. Yuji's like, if I win, we do it my way. And you regenerate with no deal. And if you win, we do it your way. And then he immediately cuts his head off. Yeah. And fucking, so obviously we know what happened. So then, anyways, Yuji comes back to life. And Gojo is telling the doctor to hold off on reporting that he's been
resurrected
and whatnot. And he wants to keep it a secret because he's like, I know that the higher ups orchestrated this quote unquote accidental. Yeah,
they waited for Gojo to be out of town
perfectly. And this was disguised as like a D or E class mission
when it was actually in a special.
Right. So this was straight up a hit job. Like, he knows what's going on. So then he starts training Yuji to manage his cursed energy, which was hilarious by making him watch fucking movies with that little fucking.
So he can lose his concentration.
Yeah.
Because, he actually likes watching shitty movies.
Yeah.
That's like his old thing. Like, he likes watching bad movies. So for him to focus on the movie and not concentrate his energy on that little doll, it was going to fuck him up.
Yeah.
So, but it's funny, in the abridged version, he had to watch 4 abridged projects.
That's funny.
Yeah. I forgot what I was going to say. Fuck, I lost it. Go ahead.
All right. So then Geto meets up with Jogo.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Yeah, okay.
I still find it surprising that they went ahead with that plan to kill Yuji. But their plan would have easily evolved the death of not only Yuji, but Megumi and Nobara.
Yeah.
Which I think would have angered Gojo more.
Right.
Especially Megumi, for non-spoiler reasons that I can't say right now.
Mm-hmm.
But and literally nobody can stand up to Gojo in this.
Yeah, that's what it seems like thus far
in this current world. So yeah, you killed Sukuna or you killed Yuji. You got your thing, but you're probably gonna be in the grave next to him.
Oh yeah, easily.
So that's the thing I don't get, like why they went in this fashion. Because yeah, they disguised it as a. Oh, it was more powerful thing, but nobody fell for that. Nobody believes that except for Yuji.
Yeah, exactly.
And he's the one that died at the hand of a special gray demon.
Right.
And he still believed that it was a botched job.
Yeah, exactly. So that's when Ghetto is going to meet the principal. And it's funny because
every time you say Ghetto, dude, I just think of Sergeant Frog.
Get up. So he goes and he's like, man, you know what? Let's go. I was going to surprise the principal and I was going to meet him early today. And of course, what happens? He's like, he just tells him, he's like, hey, stop the car right here. And he's like, why? Just stop. And so he gets out and he's like, you want me to wait for you? Nah, go to the school. Tell the principal I'm going to be late. And then he's like, okay. And he just, dude, it was like, no joke. The second he finished the sentence, the guy was like, yep, see ya. Like, hauled ass out of there. Like, I thought that was a comedy, like, portion that they were doing.
Well, it's funny, because in the English version, that's how it was played off.
Yeah.
He's like, because he was saying, do you really think making him watch Four Under Bridges is going to make him stronger? Kind of sounds like you're trying to set him up to die so you can be the main character. It's like, stop the car. Oh, did I offend you? Stop the car! He's like, he starts screaming. He's like, now, do it. Get out of here. Okay, fine. Go fucking die. I don't give a shit. I'm going to get home. I'll miss you. And he just takes off. And then, like, it's like, crashes like a blitz.
Yeah, yeah.
But, okay, I had mixed feelings about this fight scene.
Why are they mixed? I thought this was a cool-ass fight.
It was cool, but I liked it. Don't get me wrong. I liked this fight. I just didn't like the way it was handled.
Okay.
So why you don't like Aiens and Overlord is kind of why I didn't like this fight scene.
Oh, okay.
It was so one-sided, but they were, which I don't mind one-sided fights because you're going to see a bunch of those in Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah.
I don't mind them, but they were trying to portray this as end of the season fucking duel.
Yeah, I think that was because this was a reveal. This was the reveal of like.
And it literally fell flat on its face.
Yeah.
Which, cool, but it makes the enemies look weak. It makes the main bad guys not a threat.
Oh, yeah. Those guys are not a threat at all. No one's a threat. But
to Gojo.
Right. Yeah, sure. They can fuck with everybody else.
Yeah.
So that's when we get this whole.
And those of you who are caught up know exactly what I mean.
Yeah. So this dude uses his he's didn't do it yet because he's
just fucking him up.
Yeah, I know. He's just fucking him up, and then that's the episode ends.
That's the funny part, is it's just Gojo let him hit all his attacks.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Go ahead, let all your attacks hit.
So then that's when we get into episode 7, assault, transliteration. Or no, it's just assault. And so then it's this guy's trying to hit him and he's like, here. He's like, wait, hold on, just a minute. And he goes and teleports back, grabs Yuji, and teleports back to the battle.
I want you to see this. How disrespectful is that?
Extremely disrespectful. Where he's like,
dude, not only are you not a threat, I'm bringing my underdeveloped student to watch me beat your ass to demonstrate. I'm teaching him. You're the dummy. You're just the training dummy.
The training dummy, basically. And so,
There's this thing I always wanted to bring up. I always forget it. I never bring it up, but there's these scenes where people like to talk about most disrespectful moments in anime history.
Uh-huh.
And mine is always going to be Krapika from Hunter x Hunter fighting Yurio, whatever his fucking name is, from the spiders. And so, for two reasons. The first reason was he tells him, all right, I get it. You wanted me to fight you somewhere where there was no other people, whatever. He goes, no, I just wanted to take you somewhere, because he took him out in the middle of the Badlands.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I just wanted to take you somewhere so nobody could hear you scream. And he's like, oh, big tough guy. And then
fucks him up. Yeah.
Second point is after he kills him, like, no joke. Like, you know, it goes to another scene and then it comes back. He's digging his grave. Actually, think about this. He was going to fight. He's fighting him in the Badlands.
Yeah.
He already had it in his mind. I need to bring a shovel to bury this fucker.
Oh, yeah.
Before he even fought him.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm like, that's one of the most disrespectful moments.
That ever is extremely disrespectful.
Like, dude, you're not a threat. Not only are you not a threat, I'm already prepared to bury you.
I'm just a planning phase. You're just a planning phase right
and
now.
Then just that and then just that open line, like, no, I just didn't want anybody to be able to hear your screams.
Yeah, that's pretty fucking badass.
So then he's basically explaining how his cursed energy works, and he's got this like infinity around him that slows everything down.
I still don't fully understand.
I definitely don't understand it either.
Especially once you get into the movies, because they're going to go into his powers a little bit more in the movie. Uh-huh. But it's, to me, I don't get it. I'm stupid in this. Normally, I can figure out a power system. You know me.
Yeah.
I'll figure out a power system. Right. And I'll start adapting and making it fucking different and better and coming up with my own shit. I have no fucking idea how cursed energy works in Jujutsu Kaisen.
Yeah, I think that's on purpose, too. I think they don't want you to know how the fuck it works.
Because, like, okay, so I don't know if he got to the point where he learned how to use the Black Flash.
I don't think I've seen that, no.
Well, it's
again, there's only, like, after this one, there's only, like, four episodes left, like.
For the rest of season one?
Yeah, because this is episode 8, almost, basically, or 7.
Basically, the Black Flash is his technique.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the more times you land it, the more powerful it becomes.
Mm.
And I'm like, okay, so the Black Flash is just a punch.
Yeah, true. Which
would curse energy. And he lands like 40 hits, but they're saying, damn it, I've only hit him once with my Black Flash. You punched him like 40 times. What do you mean you only hit him once with the Black Flash?
Yeah, true.
So I'm like, I don't get how this shit works.
Yeah, it seems to not make sense almost at this point. But I mean, you know.
The only thing that makes sense are the domains expansion.
True, that does make sense.
And I'm not going to lie, that shit's fucking cool.
Yeah, they're cool as shit. So he basically busts out his domain expansion, which is like literally the infinity or whatever.
Where literally all information that the universe has is instantly put into your brain.
Which is crazy as shit because he's like, yes, you now have all the information you need to defeat me, but
it's so overwhelming.
It's so much you're paralyzed with choices and you can't actually do anything.
Yeah.
So just overload your brain and you're just stuck doing nothing. It's like 404 error.
Yeah.
And like, so, yeah.
It's like, I know because I can beat you, but because I have all this information, I know I'm not. And then on top of that, it's like, even if you have that information, like for a human, there's no way you're going to ever dig through your entire mind to find it.
Yeah.
Like, so, sorry.
Oh, no, sorry. Go ahead.
It's like, hey, Josh, when you were 3 years old on July 4th, do you remember that one piece of blade of grass that you ripped up when you were bored?
Oh, no, not at all.
It's in there.
Yeah.
It's in there.
I don't remember
it. Are you going to be able to fucking dig it out?
Nope. No, absolutely not. So then that's when we get into Gojo just does his own thing. The Infinite Void puts up his domain expansion.
Yeah, because the only way to counter Infinite
Void is if you have a more powerful more focused one or something, right?
No, you can counter it just by having your own.
Yeah.
And but the one that's going to win is the one that's either more focused or more powerful. Or
more powerful, yeah.
Because you can cancel or overtake. He overtook it because his was more powerful.
Yeah.
Because the way that the, I don't know, there's different, again, that's where it does get confusing because there's different styles. But it seems like the biggest advantage of a domain expansion is that it makes it that your moves will always hit.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's, and the only way to counter that is to either break the domain or counter it with your own. But it seems weird because Gojo's isn't, is it the same thing because all the information gets put in your head, or is it different because he doesn't have to attack you?
No, he doesn't do anything to you. It just overwhelms your brain and you're paralyzed with choices, as he said.
And then by the time he deactivated, he already cut his head off.
Yeah, you're dead.
Yeah.
So basically he says that, well, he basically just kills fucking Maharada Jogo or whatever, or no, Mahito.
No, Maharada is something else.
Yeah. So he kills Mahito, which is that guy.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't kill him.
He cuts his head off. And then basically Hanami is the guy that comes in. He escapes with that dude's head. Yeah. And he brings it back. He brings it back to fucking what's their names. And they fucking basically play soccer with it. And that was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah.
But
dude, that beach they were at.
Yeah. It was inside that building or whatever. Like,
but no, I think it's
It's a domain expansion?
I think it's a domain. They said it was a domain expansion?
Yeah.
But, dude, wasn't it the most fucking amazing fucking looking beach ever?
Oh, yeah. It was fucking amazing. I fucking was like, I'd love to fucking hang out there. Damn, I need a
Corona just to sit down right there, man.
Dude, that's what I felt like. I was like, oh, man, this is a Corona beach right here.
Mm-hmm.
So, Oh, shit.
You think we take a quick bio break?
Yeah, that's fine. Let me pause it real quick. I was going to go get another drinky drink. All right, too late. I already started. All right, so now that we're back from taking a leak and getting more drinkity drinks, and by that I mean caffeination, because we don't sleep ever. So we need that to stay awake or we'll die. But anyways, episode number, what'd you say, Frank?
You said it.
No, how'd you say it?
What?
Seven. That was the end of episode number seven. So now we get into episode number eight.
Not to be confused with episode 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. We get into episode number eight, boredom. And Nobara and Megumi, they go up with the... They end up meeting the Kyoto Jutsu.
This is the funny one where she finally gets her workout gear and then it gets fucking destroyed.
And it gets ripped all to hell.
It gets shot up.
Shot up all to hell. And so they're basically saying that they're going to...
Before you continue.
Yeah.
I know I keep bringing up the Jujutsu Kaisen the Bridge series, but this one was actually a really good point. Mm-hmm. When they were training with up in the track area. Mm-hmm. Because you know how that's when Megumi decided, you know, I need more than just my Shinigamis. So what's her name starts teaching him how to use weapons and shit. Mm-hmm. And he's like, wait a minute, can I just use a gun instead of doing all this fucking training? It seems like it would be easier.
Yeah.
And like she's like, well, you see, no. Don't give me none of that. Oh, it's not whatever or this. Couldn't I just, you know, like only certain weapons can have curse energy or whatever. Can I just fucking put curse energy in the bullets and just shoot the fucking bullets that have curse energy instead of dealing with all this fucking training?
Yeah.
It's like, I mean, yeah, you could, but then you wouldn't look as cool. Fuck, fine. Give me the weapon, and she gets the fucking stiff or the spear.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, yeah, I get what you're saying, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. The other bitch from the other school.
He's like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I like this a lot better. This is going in someone.
Yeah. And then it turns out the other bitch from the other school has a gun.
Well, again, you got to remember, understand that. Oh, wait, I can't even. Never mind. Spoilers.
All right. So.
Okay. Before you continue.
Yeah.
Fucking not Mai. What's her name? The chick with the glasses?
Maki?
Maki, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Mai and Maki.
Yeah, they're the twin sisters.
Yeah. So everyone's saying that she's like the ultimate waifu material.
Mai?
Yeah.
She's kind of a bitch.
Yeah, but the thing is, they're saying that she's fucking hot.
Oh, well, see. Here's the problem. Oh, God, we're going to go on a tangent, but fuck it. We've already done it enough this episode, so who cares? Get ready for another tangent. Waifu material
is a weird thing.
It is, but it's also incorrect because waifu material is not just based on hotness level. No. That is, if you don't subscribe to the crazy hot matrix, waifu material is you gotta incorporate other factors into that. Hotness is only just one factor on the list, right? Mm-hmm. You gotta factor in other shit. And she's kind of a bitch, so no, I would be like, fuck that. I'm not into it.
What about her right now in the manga? This is why people are saying this now.
No, I don't like that hair. I don't like her. I'm not attracted to that.
Yeah, you're saying that, but you know you're like,
I don't like that haircut. I don't like that shit all over her body.
You don't lie to me. You're liking the fucking scars.
No, I don't like all that. I don't like any of that shit. Nope.
I saw your eyes.
I don't like that haircut.
Your eyes diluted.
I don't like the haircut.
Diluted.
I do not like that haircut. I don't like any of that. I'm not about that.
Your eyes diluted. I saw it. But no, when people say wife material,
it's also extremely objectifying of women. What?
You're such a fucking hypocrite.
I never said I wasn't. But why not take this opportunity to make my wife, my actual waifu, proud?
She won't believe you.
Of course she won't. But people on the internet who don't know me will.
No, they won't.
Yeah, they will.
They can feel the toxicity just radiating through the waves.
Yeah, my toxic masculinity just fucking oozes out of their fucking headphones.
Nah, you don't have masculine energy. I'm not saying you don't have it in you.
It's just all toxic.
It's just blinding everything else.
Yeah, you can't tell what kind of, it's just all toxicness.
I mean, the man bun's not helping your case.
It's not a bun. It's not in a bun.
Sorry, that's your top notch is
okay. Yeah, there you go. Be respectful.
It's a man bun.
It's not a man bun. Whatever. You just said you can't grow one.
I can. It's not gonna look good, but I can grow one.
Let's see it then.
Huh?
Let's see it then.
Hell, my fucking hair hurts when it gets long. It grows into my skull.
Wait, your hair hurts?
Yeah, because it's so fucking curly.
That's crazy.
It'll actually start to grow back into my skull. When I went for long hair, dude, that shit hurt like hell, dude. That's why I stopped. Anyways,
so
Waifu tangent over.
Now, basically, they just start fighting each other. Fuck, what are we at in terms of time on this?
Oh, dude, what's his name? My fucking favorite character.
The panda?
No.
Panda's my favorite character so far.
No, the guy that was like, literally, he sees this guy. Hey, tits or ass?
Yeah, that was pretty funny. He's like, oh, your taste in women is so boring. That's why you're going to be a boring fight. And I was like, how do the two relate in any way whatsoever?
But was he wrong?
Okay, in this instance,
was he wrong?
But Megumi is just boring in general as a character, as a fighter. If he would have been in, and those guys usually are into some weird shit. So this was an anomaly.
Was he wrong?
I said in this case, no, he wasn't. But that will be tested.
Right now, his theory is 100% true.
Incorrect. There's not enough data to correlate any of this.
This is America. Data doesn't matter.
No, one data point is not enough. You need multiple points of data.
This is America. It is.
No, it's not. It's in Japan.
We are in America.
Yeah, but this event took place in Japan. Therefore, we have to follow by Japan rules.
But there's not enough nuclear bombs.
Yeah, there's two and they already went off. 9/11. I figured we had to throw one back at ourselves, I guess, right?
No, it's funny because Japan, I want to say it's either Japan or Mexico. Somebody released like some kind of like comic strip or whatever, making like a joke of 9/11 to try to piss Americans off, but them not realizing that Americans love 9/11 jokes too.
That's funny. So yeah, basically, they just fucking fight each other. It ends in basically a draw.
No.
Well, what's his name gets fucking knocked unconscious completely.
Megumi loses that fight.
He's dead. But
everyone else had to step in to stop the fight.
Yeah, because he was gonna kill him. What is that,
Ruben?
Oh, all right. Hold on, pause then.
Pause since you've been here.
Yeah. Anyways, all right. So.
Oh my dick.
Basically, Gojo then accuses the principal of
you ever burp so hard it comes out your dick?
Oh yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it's called I don't know what it's called, but there's a name for it.
It feels like that episode from South Park when when people eat gluten and their dick flies out like a rocket.
Oh man. So then basically, man, that's weird.
What?
A dick fart.
Remember on our first attempt at BFN?
Yeah.
We had the, is that a toenail?
Is that a toenail?
Remember one of the jokes you had was the whole like, if a fart comes out your dick, is it still a queef?
Yeah. Oh, that's terrible. Anyways, that would smell terrible. Where was I with the fucking shit? Yeah, so basically, Gojo accuses the principal of sending them there, the first years to die. What?
No, this scene is great.
I don't remember specifics of it, but go ahead and explain it.
Oh, he basically tells him, hey,
yeah,
I got you on notice, motherfucker. You do something else, I will kill you because you won't do that shit. Who's going to stop me? Sukuna? I already beat his ass.
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, and then it's funny. Oh, by the way, your meeting was actually for another 2 hours. So have fun waiting.
Yeah. So then
it's just him being fucking petty.
Yeah, being a petty bitch.
Yeah.
And so then that's when he informs Gakuganji about Jogo, Sukuna, and the talent of the current students. saying that, hey, there's a revolution coming. And that's when basically, you know, we kind of find out a little bit about Gojo, like saying, man, like I could just kill everybody at the top. But why? Then yeah. Nothing would get changed. It would just fall back into corruption again. That's why he went into teaching, basically, was to essentially help the kids, raise the kids and train them in the way that he wants them to be trained. So that way they can rebel and not fall to the same issues as these other assholes. Right.
Do you remember the Cradle books?
Yeah.
If you remember Ethan, right. He was doing the exact same thing.
Yeah.
That's why he took Lyndon. Fuck, I can't remember their names. This is like one of my favorite book series. That's why he took them all under his wing so he can train them to overthrow this corrupt system that they were living in that was causing. Well, obviously, you're not going to finish the books. Turns out that the. Oh, fuck, what are they called? Those giant fucking monsters?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what they're called, but yeah, I don't show up.
They only exist because there are monarchs.
Oh.
So if the monarchs didn't exist, those creatures wouldn't exist.
Yeah.
And so they find out that, oh, you guys have been selfishly staying here to keep your own power and letting thousands of people die just so you can have your power here and not go to the heavens. And then you also find out that Ethan is actually a god. He's the god, the Reaper that went missing.
Oh, okay.
So he was actually that Reaper. So he had to go back. And yeah, they end up all becoming monarchs to kill the monarchs, and then they leave Cradle and leave instructions so no new monarchs could be born. So yeah, and then Aiken's like, oh, according to plan. It's like, hey. And then Sarah's like, you fucked up so many fucking times, I had to fix it. That was my plan. You plan to fuck up?
Absolutely.
That's what I told you. Like, the second I read AT, I was like, dude, this is Josh. This is fucking arrogant Josh.
Definitely, 100%. Yeah, go ahead.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I've. When Gojo was saying that, I remember that's why I thought, like, oh my, it's like Cradle. It's like, he's trying to change the system where it's more permanent, not. Because AT could have just killed everybody because he was the god of death.
Yeah.
But like you said, it's just monarchs are just going to reappear.
Yeah.
So he had to change the system from the fundamental level.
Yeah.
And that's what Gojo's doing. Because, he could kill everybody, but.
This is going to turn into the same shit again.
He's not going to live forever.
Right.
Or maybe he can. I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe. But this is a smart way to do it, I feel like. So then that's when we get into it. At the end of this episode, it's like a month later. And this is like another fucking, it's like the time skip thing. It's like, it's fucking confusing to me. And then.
Can I mention something?
Yeah, go ahead.
So, this is the anime I watched. I had to stop watching it because of this incident.
Okay.
It's called Future Diary.
All right.
It's all Hulu's fault.
Okay.
I mean, how many animes have you watched where it will show the ending for a few minutes in the first episode?
Oh, yeah, that happens a lot.
Yeah. So that's what was going on here. I was like, oh, okay, cool. So I'm like going, okay, this is the end. Like, or a time skip, whatever. I'm watching it. This episode's almost over. And everything seems like it's being ripped. Fucking Hulu played the last episode first.
Oh, that's weird.
Back then, it was doing that for anime for some reason.
That's real
weird. And I'm like, motherfucker. And so there's no way to fucking do the playlist because the playlist starts from 25 going down.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm like, motherfucker. So I'm like, great. I now know how this ends.
And there's no point in even watching
the rest of it. So I'm like, fuck yeah. Because everybody says this anime is great. So I started watching it. So I went back to episode one and having to do, you know, chapter back. And I was like, oh man, this anime is great. But I know what's going to fucking happen now.
Yeah.
And it's just fucking, I got into it pretty good, but I was like, you know what? It's just, because a big plot twist happened. I can't remember what it was, but a big plot twist happened. I'm like,
yeah.
Oh man, that would have been fucking cool
to be surprised
by. And I was like, fuck dude. I think this is all going to, because I think at that point it was all going to be like surprises. Like, holy shit. I didn't see that coming. And I was like, that's going to be the charm of the rest of this anime.
Then fuck
it. It's ruined. I can't. Yeah, it's pointless.
Yeah. Damn, that sucks. What anime was it?
Future Diary.
Oh, if that's what you said. All right. I'm going to have to watch that one. Maybe. Maybe we'll do this one in another episode. Was that 12 episodes?
I mean, I wouldn't recommend
it. Oh, it was whack?
No, it's fucking great from what I was watching, but there was a scene that kind of ruined it for me because of what it implied. It straight up showed it.
Uh-huh.
And it was a bunch of old men raping a fucking 8-year-old girl.
Oh, that's terrible.
Yeah. I'm like, it wasn't implied. Like, you know, they did it off screen or something. They were literally like gyrating. You can see it happening. I'm like, fuck.
Yeah, fuck that.
Yeah. But it was meant, it's a dark anime. It's meant to show the horrors of humanity.
Yeah. So anyways, so back to the horrors of this anime. We get into episode number 9, Small Fry and Reverse Retribution. And so this kid, Junpei.
Oh, yeah.
He skips school to go to the movies. And that's when he sees these kids. This is like ties into the last episode. The kids that got killed by that chick. Mahito.
Mahito's not, I don't think he's a chick.
Oh, that's right. It's a dude. I thought he was a chick too. But whatever. Anyways, it's a dude. Well, and maybe
they
never
straight out say it, so they can be transgendered.
They, them. Who knows? I don't know. This individual.
They did show her shirt off, so it's.
They did?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So then they're like, okay, well, these kids are getting fucking murdered, so I'm just going to get the fuck out of here. Or I'm going to go after this dude. So he chases after him, and he's like, hey,
teach me
how to do that shit?
Yeah.
And Mahito's like,
That's weird.
That is weird.
This is unusual.
But he's like, okay, hey, quiet. So he's like, yeah, this is unusual. So he basically teaches them all horrible things he believes about humans and existence and everything. And so he tells them, hey, I'm a curse that came from like hate, like human hatred.
Mm-hmm.
And so, hey, what's up? We're recording the anime episode real quick. We're just finishing up. So then Yuji and Nanami,
yeah.
They go investigate.
Great character.
Yeah, they go and investigate two cursed spirits. And during the fight, Yuji does reveals his cursed technique, using cursed energy to amplify the power of his punches and his into superhuman like strength. And Nanami decides that the curses they're fighting are actually transfigured humans.
Which I gotta admit, this is a really cool power for Mahito. Like,
yeah. Is basically just taking over, like.
Not only does he transform the body, he transforms the soul.
Yeah.
Which also is the thing that makes him such a very powerful person.
Yeah.
He can't be killed because nobody has techniques that can hurt his soul.
Right, yeah. So then Nanami sends Ijichi and Yuji to investigate this Junpei kid. And they're like, listen, if he knows too much shit, kill him. Dead. Fuck this dude up. So episode 10, Idol Transfiguration. That's
Mahito's power. It's called Idol Transfiguration.
Yeah. So Mahito is teaching his ideology to Junpei and basically telling him, hey, I'm a cursed spirit that can change the very shape of, like you said, a person's soul. He sees people as like these disposable assets for him to use and to further his plan. So Junpei is very happy about this. And he's like, man, he can kill without feeling guilty about it. This is great. So he gets into a confrontation with his teacher, who was turning a blind eye to the bullies. And he is about to kill this teacher. And then old boy Yuji fucking walks in and interrupts him. And that's when Nanami confronts Mahito in the sewers, and they have a little battle.
Again, his powers make no sense. I don't understand his power.
Yeah, I don't get it either. But then during their battle, he realizes that, the transfigured humans that Mahito makes are actually alive, self-aware, and completely fucking suffering.
Yeah.
So Nanami's work hours hit overtime, and because he's an ex-salaryman, he's like, I've been working too long. It's overtime, bitch.
So this is one thing that I actually had to recreate back to Hunter Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
When I was talking about the guy when you buried him. So that whole thing is you can put a binding on yourself and you get additional buffs.
Right.
So I guess his binding is that he can't use his full power until he reaches that overtime.
Okay.
And then he's able to exceed his full power.
Right. Okay.
In Hunter x Hunter, the way Nen works, you kind of do similar things. You can put a restriction, not a restriction, but a rule on yourself.
Okay.
And the harsher the rule, the greater the power you can give yourself.
Oh, okay.
So Kurapika, his main power was conjuration and manipulation. So he created chains because he wanted to be able to bind the people that tortured him and whatever.
Yeah.
But conjuring chains you will never make him stronger than real chains.
Yeah.
So the teacher was like, no, that's stupid. It's pointless.
Yeah, yeah.
And so basically he told me, you know what? Then I'll put a restriction on myself. All right, cool. What is it? If I ever use my power on someone that isn't one of the black spiders that killed his family, there's a chain wrapped around his heart with a needle. He says, if I ever use it on someone that isn't one of those spiders, it'll pierce my heart and kill me. That is an ultimate fucking...
Yeah.
So the power he has when he fights a black spider is fucking immense.
Oh, okay.
That's why when he fought Yuo, he told him, yo, that's why he came to the fight with the shovel, because he knew he was going to fucking win.
Yeah, exactly.
So I think that's the similar thing with this guy, that whole overtime thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So then that's when we get into episode 11, narrow-minded, and Nanami basically just easily beats Mahito. But Mahito's able to survive because he manipulates his soul and his changes body. His form or whatever.
Well, remember, it's his soul and his body. That's what makes him special. It's
both, yeah.
Because that's why he was able to change, like, to antler legs and shit like that. And so in that instance, he was able to change his soul enough and his body that he was able to become like that fucking worm thing.
Yeah. Right, yeah. So then it goes to Yuji and Junpei. They're having a good bonding moment talking about their love of movies and whatnot. Nice. They're having dinner with Junpei's mom, and Yuji tells...
Now, this is another one that was also, everyone said, was ultimate waifu material.
His mom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. Yuji tells Junpei that he doesn't want to kill because he feels like it would make him value human lives and relationship, yes, less. So he doesn't want to, like, kill people. And... basically, Junpei's mother gets killed in the middle of the night.
So out of nowhere, too.
Yeah.
Oh, what is this finger, Chris?
Yeah. And then it was basically Mahito planted it there to attract the curse spirits and shit. So Mahito convinces Junpei that one of his school buddies killed his mom. And he's trying to lure Yuji in so that they can, you know, again, get Sukuna on their side. So this is all part of the trick. So Yuji goes to Junpei's school just before Junkei kills, or he's going to kill this dude. So then we get into episode number 12, To You Someday. And so basically Junpei feels that humans don't have hearts and that this is bullshit and he just wants to kill everybody. So Junpei fights Yuji using his cursed energy technique.
Which was the same as Megami. He summoned Shinigamis or whatever.
Yeah, and it's like this jellyfish Shikigami that poisons anything it touches. Yeah. So Yuji's trying to convince him to come to Jujutsu High. He's like, come on, man. We could be good buddies there, you know?
He was making progress.
Yeah, and he tells him there's a lot of strong teachers that could help him.
And then Mahito.
Yeah.
Nah, we're good.
And he's like, get fucked. And Junpei then realizes he was being manipulated by him. But then Mahito just turns him into a fucking disfigured creature. Mm-hmm. So fucking toast.
And then Yuji's, I was about to say, like, you didn't feel anything when he was doing that whole plea to fucking Sukuna?
No, yeah, that got me a little bit. That was, you know, that was good. That was a little good. That was good acting.
And so he's like, why would I do that? I already got my deal.
Yeah, he's like, I don't give a fuck about this shit. So he's like, I don't give a fuck. He basically just laughs at him.
Yeah.
And basically... Junpei begs, obviously, Yuji to help him, but he dies. And Yuji is like, man, I can't save everybody. Just loses his shit.
I can't save anybody. I can't save everybody, but I can't fucking kill you.
Yeah, but I can fuck you up. And so he hits Mahito's body and he hits his fucking soul, which makes his cursed spirit, like, bleed.
Which he finds out, because he has Sukuna, it makes him a fucking bad match to him.
Yeah, and so Mahito tries to transfigure Yuji's body, but Sukuna's just like, oh, that ain't happening, bitch, because you're going to fuck me up, too. So, denied.
I don't even think it was that. It was like, you dare step on my property,
oh, yeah, that's
on my
true.
Domain? who the fuck do you think? He's like,
he tells him, if you touch him again, I'll fucking kill you. Yeah. Like, I will fucking kill you, bitch.
He goes, he doesn't hurt him. He just tells, hey, professional warning, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Because he fucks him up or something, but he's like, this is your warning.
Yeah. So, anyways, so that's the end of the season one, part one.
Session one.
No, it was season one, part one, volume one, section one, first session of Jujutsu Kaisen. And seriously,
if you don't get it, that's a jab at Attack on Titan.
But in case you're dumb and you don't, it's just the first fucking 12 episodes. All right, like Jesus Christ, like get your underwear. The main thing is an asshole.
It's that, but it's also meant to be a joke.
Yeah,
because you know, what was it, the final season part one, section one,
or whatever. Yeah, basically, yeah. All right, well, let's see. I mean, we almost went for almost went for 2 hours on this one.
Well, that was because we went on three tangents.
I know we did go on a lot of tangents, but it was fun. It was good nonetheless. Yeah. I mean, I had a lot of fun doing that. So
I'm sure you did.
Don't fucking. I have an idea for a fucking parody commercial, mm-hmm. and it's the greatest thing I've ever fucking come up with.
You, last time you said that, we both went into the hospital with my foot in your ass.
Well, we're probably gonna end up there again. Anyways, you got anything else to add to this episode?
No, just waiting for you to get to season two.
Well, it's going to be another week because I got to finish season one. So, or shit. Yeah. Another.
I honestly hope that you're going to like this next episode because it's going to have that beatdown that I was telling you about.
Yeah.
That you're going to call me like, holy shit, that was fucking awesome.
Yeah. So I'm going to say next episode is going to obviously be Jujutsu Kaisen season one, part two. Volume one, session
one.
One, second session.
Yeah.
And so that'll be the next episode.
Wait, isn't it also called What a Bad Terrible Day for a Curse?
That's the name of the episode, is What a Terrible Day for a Curse. But I said in the description it was us reviewing season one and then that whole shit. So that's why we're saying that. But anyways. All right. Well, if you like all our shit, go ahead and check it out on GameRageMagazine.com. And you can follow us on social media at Game Rage Magazine on Instagram and TikTok, at Game Rage Mag on Twitter/X. And if you want to listen to a multitude of other podcasts, you can find them on our website and they're available wherever fucking games wherever fucking podcasts are sold. All right. With that, I guess that's the end of the day. So you guys have a good one. We'll catch you on the next one.